fence. Set of Eyes races clear. Two lengths in front of Persan. Great House, Nonconformist, Montefilia, followed by Chapada. But Set of Eyes is coming away. Four lengths in front. And Set of Eyes, what a star. Won the Caulfield Cup from Nonconformist.
What a star indeed. Hello and welcome to the hour. Sam McClure and Jimmy Bartel with you. It's very rare that we start an hour with a piece of audio, Jimmy. Usually just like to welcome everyone in, soft build up, but such was the excitement, and you could hear in Matty Hill's voice, what a moment for Incentivised in the Caulfield Cup. I was off the couch running around the house in lockdown. One of the more exciting things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I was in awe. And yeah,
I think we still all are.
Yeah, it was so dominant. It was pure. We know we love to see close finishes and photo finishes and things like that. But sometimes when something absolutely smashes the field, it's just pure in sport.
Now he goes to the Melbourne Cup where he'll carry 57 kilos. His trainer joins us on the line, Peter Moody. Welcome to you, Moods. Congratulations.
Afternoon, boys. Thanks. It was a terrific day. You know, the horse did us proud and he did himself proud, didn't he? He was very dominant.
Moods, Jimmy here. You're normally a straight shooter when we see you on TV and all the different media coverage that we get, but you're a bit more emotional than usual in the post-race.
Yeah, well, it was a special one, and it's one of the big races of the calendar, obviously, and at Caulfield, a track that I had a lot of success at over the years, and I've won sort of all the majors there over the years without sort of ever figuring in the cups frame whatsoever. So yeah, no, it was pretty special, and to come back after, you know, 4 or 5 years away, you know, in our first full season, to be able to win it, that was pretty gratifying also.
I know you mentioned Caulfield, and you said you've trained over 2,000 winners there, you know, heaps. You know the course well, inside out, every blade of grass. The weight added to Incentivise, plus going to Flemington, again, a different shaped track. What would be the big thing you'll focus on for Incentivise?
Oh, listen, I think he's probably going to be better suited back at Flemington because he's a horse that he's sort of a bit knock-kneed and he toes out in front, his front leg, so he's going to be better suited on the bigger, flatter tracks with the longer straight because, as you would have seen on Saturday, sort of when he was turning, he sort of drops a bit and loses momentum, but when he gets in a sort of long, flat, straight line, that's when he builds momentum and sort of grinds his opposition away. So at Flemington, I think he'll be better suited. Obviously, it's a challenging weight, the 57 kilos, but he's probably earned that. But, you know, bearing in mind, you know, he's got to give weight to something like Very Elegant. She was unlucky in the Cup last year, and she's a 9 times Group 1 winner. And he only gets 1 kilo off the reigning champion in Twilight Payment. So it's going to be no easy task. We're not kidding ourselves. But, you know, we've got the horse in the right vein of form. He's racing extremely well. And the way he's run through the line and finished off his last couple of races at 2,000 and 2,400, it's starting to give us good heart that he should see out a strong 3,200, which is always a question mark on these horses.
Incentivise, great story. You're a great story. You're back winning Group 1s. But Brett Preble as well, his ride was faultless, you know, coming from the widest barrier and then absolutely smashing him. He must be pretty happy for him. We saw the emotion between you two post-race as well.
Yeah, well, we've both been a bit down in our luck probably over the last few years, and I'd like to be down on my luck as much as Brett. I'd like to have his bank balance, but he was still earning extremely well, even though he mightn't have been at the top of the tree. But no, listen, he's a great jockey, sort of champion jockey here before he went overseas, and he spent many years in Hong Kong sort of honing his skills against the best in the world. And obviously came home, and I think by his own recognition, you know, he's, you know, probably mindset and attitude needed to change, and you've probably really seen that in him now, and that's probably a bit of the emotion side of it as well. You know, he was probably as cocky and as out there as anyone, and then all of a sudden you hit rock bottom, and not rock bottom, but you sort of struggle for rides, and then, you know, you wonder why, and I don't think they ever ride bad, but maybe people sort of think, oh, well, you know, attitude and mannerism and, you know, whether he wanted to really be there. But I think by going to the bush and working hard and really showing people that he wanted to climb back to the top of the mountain, you know, he's been justly rewarded this spring with 5 Group 1s.
He certainly has. What an amazing comeback, as you just talked about. So we know plenty about Incentivize the Racehorse, Moods. What's he like as a horse?
Listen, he's no oil painting. He's a nice horse, but you'd walk past plenty before you pulled up and looked at him. And like I said a bit earlier, you know, he hasn't got the best wheels under him. But by crikey, he can move those legs pretty quick and he can sustain a strong gallop for a long way. You know, as Brett sort of rightly said in a lot of interviews, a lot of horses would out-sprint him, but they can't maintain that strong grinding gallop for as long as he can. He's obviously got an unbelievable aerobic capacity, and I've seen that here at home in the training. I don't have to do a lot with him, and you very seldom ever see him have a blow or be stressed. I'm yet to see him, you know, ever be stressed by a piece of work or a race. You know, he just sort of takes it all in his stride, so he's a supreme sort of equine athlete for sure.
So saying that, Moods, you know, obviously the Melbourne Cup, there's all sorts of trouble. You run into back of horses everywhere, and we see with the Caulfield Cup coming from the wide barrier. Is it a horse where the instructions to the jockey is, don't worry where you are in the field, just keep it out of trouble because it can sustain that long gallop?
Yeah, well, he's a horse that races in a forward position usually. He goes at a nice gallop, so he makes his own luck. So that takes a lot of the bad luck out of the equation straight away. And then obviously on Saturday when he drew the outside barrier, he had no traffic around him, you know, and no one dictating to him. So, you know, even when he in that mile race and the 2,000 metre race at Flemington, when he drew low numbers, he was able to heel up and hold a spot. But you hope not to have to do that too often. You know, you'd rather just come out and let it and build into the race. And that was the fortunate scenario on Saturday. And when you start the Melbourne Cup, you start sort of down at the 1,000 metre mark there at Flemington. You got a good 5 furlong run to the first turn. So probably regardless of where he draws, you probably don't want to draw too low on him again, but it'll just allow him to get into a nice free-flowing action and give Brett the opportunity to put him wherever he wanted, you know.
How nervous were you about what weight Greg Carpenter was going to give him? And did you think about sort of delivering his favourite bottle of scotch or maybe a nice drop of Penfold just on the front door?
Oh, listen, Greg Carpenter's a world-class handicapper and he very, very good at his job, and I respect his opinion. And you know, you sort of take heart and delight out of when they do penalise him because he thinks he's that bloody good. But then at the same time, you don't want to sort of give too much weight away to the opposition. And you know, it's Greg's job to try and even the field up. That's what handicap racing's all about. You know, this horse has sort of delivered a fair spanking to most of the local opposition here the last six or 8 weeks. So he's trying to level the playing field at the same time, not take away from this horse's chance. So I thought he was quite harsh on him going into the Caulfield Cup, and then he's now he whacked another kilo and a half on him, so he was right in the Caulfield Cup. So I want to back his confidence to think that he can win the Melbourne Cup.
Moods, with a limited amount of international horses and, you know, the Raiders, as we love to call them, that are coming for these big races, has it, in a strange way, come at a good time to allow us to fall in love with some of our own stars for the big major races this year?
Yeah, well, for sure. And this bloke's a bit unusual because you got to remember a lot of those foreign horses that do come are Australian-owned and people have invested a lot of money in that. So, you know, they deserve everything they can get. But this horse is a solely sort of homegrown product raised up on the Darling Downs there of Queensland and owned by a Queenslander, you know, a New South Welshman and a Victorian. And you know, whatever he earns or wins is going to be reinvested back into the industry here for sure and certain. So that's a great point. But to have that homegrown product is tremendous. And you'll still find that probably two-thirds to three-quarters of the field, even if not greater, are going to be international bred horses. Even though only a couple of them are probably flowing out here for the race this year. You know, it's Australia's race or it's Australasia's race. You know, it's an open handicap, so you're always, you know, grateful for the interest that the international raiders probably create on the world stage. But at the end of the day, it's our race. You know, they're welcome to come if they want, but we don't have to roll out a red carpet for the bastards.
No, we don't. Hey, Jimmy, when you were playing in your peak, what did you used to have post-game? What did you, was it a can of Coke or pasta or get the electrolytes back in?
A packet of chips and a white choc Magnum.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Moods, I was listening to you today and you know, you talked about the fact that Incentivise took 24 to 36 hours to really get over the race. It just got me thinking today, what does a horse, what do they act like when they've just been put through the one of the more rigorous tests in their careers? They go through a race, that 24 hours, and what do you do as a trainer to help them through it?
Oh, so they're very much the same as human athletes, and that, you know, that different horses recover and relax and get back into routine very quick. Others take a few days to really bounce and get a bit of ping in their step, and I'm sure Jimmy would sort of say, you know, in his years there at Geelong, you know, you would have seen some blokes, you know, he'd shake his head probably in disbelief of how some blokes come through a game, and then other blokes would really struggle to pick themselves up in a week or a fortnight's time after a real grind, and the horses are no different. You've got to treat them as individuals, and we go through all the similar routines of massages and ice baths and beach, and you know, you sort of lift them to a peak, and then you've got to sort of let them come back and relax again, and then slowly build up and start warming up and stretching and going again. You know, the comparisons in all sort of athletes, you know, I don't care if it's equine, canine, or bloody human or whatever, are very, very similar, you know.
So how did you celebrate? It's a bit difficult with the lockdown and everything like that, but how did you treat yourself on Saturday night?
Fish and chips and a couple of stubs with the girls at home. That was about it. Not much we can do at this day and age. We didn't sneak out and break the rules, but we got to take the Caulfield Cup home and get plenty of photos with it. The girls had a ball, and last time I went to bed and I saw them, they were complaining that they'd run out of champagne sitting in the bar, so they enjoyed it. So that was the main thing.
Well done. We enjoyed watching, and let's hope that if and when Incentivise crosses the line first in the Melbourne Cup carrying 57 kilos... you can have a slightly bigger party because you'll deserve it, Moods. It's been a great journey. It's not over yet. And good luck for the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, boys. Have a great one.